welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful you could be with us, chose to be with us here on this 24th day of June 2023. We're going to talk about the old adage, the old question. I get so many of these during the course of a year. I am sure that it has crossed your mind many, many times yourself. Why are we here? And the question comes from a gentleman in New York. His name is Sam. He is a philosophy teacher at somewhere in New York. He teaches college, he says. He doesn't want to give me too many particulars, and I understand why. So he wants to know, what is my theory or philosophy about why we are here, why we are born, and why do we have the parents we have? Those are a lot of questions all in one. I'll try to answer it very succinctly. Why are we here? Now, you know, this is something that is only relative to me. I can't tell you why, Sam, you are here. I can only know what is going on with me. And it has to do with past life incarnations that I've had. I am here on this planet because this was, I'm just going to be blunt, the best Gregory could do is a planet like this with entities such as are all around me. I came in as an entity, just a human being, the Son of Man, as Jesus would have put it, just doing the human experience. And the reason for it, I have found in my own life, is one simple thing. It won't be a dramatic. It won't be something that you could write a novel on or make some sort of sci-fi movie about. I am here to return to source. Whatever that source is, I refuse to use words about it. All I know is that it is the source, and the source is love. That I do know. And that's all I know. I'm not very enlightened, as it were. I couldn't sit here and tell you the scheme of why this all happened to the entity called Greg. I just couldn't do it. There's no way I could do that. I don't have that kind of, shall we say, consciousness to be able to understand that. But I do understand many things in the background I have found that are, what do I want to say, difficult for me to articulate through words. In fact, I don't feel like I can do it through words. Words don't do it justice. So I try to stay away from words, and I try to stay in the ebb and the flow of working on myself as returning to source. What is this source I referred to? Well, it is what I said a little earlier. It's love. And I have found this to be very true in everything that I do. I used to be probably looking at it from the point of view of a philosophy of reincarnation. And while I do believe in reincarnation, because I have had that experience, I have seen myself incarnate not only into this world, but into everyday life is a form of death and reincarnation, death and reincarnation. I see how I have changed over the years from what I was to what I is. Basically through the practice of returning to source. And I keep that in my, shall we say, conscious mind all the time. When I am doing anything, the first thing I think of is this helping me return to source? Now, you ask, why was I born? I was born into this world because this world most likely was a mirror of the worlds I've been from in the past, and that it offers me certain, shall we say, I don't want to say lessons, but experiences in detachment from my body. It helps me understand impermanence and that life is a matter of impermanence, and that I am here to blend into the one, the whole of life, W-H-O-L-E, and to awaken and realize that wholeness and live day to day, moment to moment, in the reincarnation of myself over and over, each day dying and being born again and dying and being born again. But if I'm going to be born again and incarnate again, then I want to do it in a way which produces the ability to return to source, to love. So we are born into this world through biology, and then we build our psychology from our biology, and most people just live there. But I have found that was not enough for me. I needed to go deeper. I needed something else, something more, shall we say, profound. I had a hint deep inside the minute I hit the pavement here on this incarnation that I was here for transcendence, for some kind of meaning beyond the ideals of just surviving in a human body. I have learned many things in that course of life. I've learned that the things that are most important can't be spoken. The things that are most powerful are the things that emerge from love, not from hate, not from the body. It has to do with kindness, compassion, forgiveness. There has to be a great love inside me. And there is a great love inside all of us, every one of us. We don't articulate it very well because we're so busy doing the things that we think will keep us alive. And that's really important to us. We want to be alive in this body, or through the body, I should say. Being alive through the body means that I'm going to say and do things that are unkind, frivolous, mean-spirited, against the grain of love, of returning to source. I live in a very crude world, as do you, where we eat flesh and animals, and we are an animal in the outer, and we don't really seem to much care about that. We think of ourselves as the superior animal here on Earth. And yet we do the very same things that animals do in the form of our survival, our need for survival, and how we survive. And so the one, Sam, the one big thing for me this incarnation is I don't need to survive. I need to find life by returning to the source of life as love. And then I take the attitude, come what may, and whatever that may be. So at times I sit in awe of this beautiful life, but at other times I weep, really weep, at the cruelty of the world and where I find myself. And it seems for me, Sam, that futility has been the great teacher of my life in this world. And I've used futility as a way to accelerate my insight, my effort in spiritual awakening and into consciousness. And that has been something that I have actually treasured for a long, long time. It can be a long and winding road, but it doesn't have to be. It's all about just seeing, returning to source. That's what it is for me. I hope this clarifies things and maybe helps you a little bit, okay? Thanks for the beautiful email. I want to thank you for your kind words, and please forgive me. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.